Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Sataine Namaste Girirajaya
Namaste Girirajaya
Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashaji Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I would also like to offer a personal, very warm welcome to all of you who have come to the 13th annual Govardhan retreat here at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan. I know from a few of you something which I assume is true for all of you. What I know from a few of you is that you have come here with great hopes to improve your spiritual lives, to find answers of questions which you are either directly aware of, or to find answers of just that feeling which is spiritual, answers to a feeling which spiritualists so often have, that is, that they feel they have not yet attained what they wanted to attain. I do know that you brought with you hope in your luggage, hope that you will maybe get that special taste, hope that you may get a lift in your consciousness, hope that you may actually feel the nectar of Krishna consciousness, not just have it described to you, but that you actually experience it. One of such pilgrims who, like you, came traveling a long distance here to Giriraj site is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami had been in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association in Jagannath Puri up to the time when Lord Chaitanya disappeared from the planet. Mahaprabhu's disappearance from the planet was extremely dramatic. The devotees were really crying for many days and night without stoppage. Even Mother Earth, who had been so happy when the dancing lotus feet of the Lord infused her with life, was so sad that she shook. There were earthquakes in Prema Vilas, which was written just after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. In that book, Prema Vilas, it is said that the earthquakes were so violent that some of the houses of the devotees broke down and disassembled. So Raghunath Das Goswami, after Mahaprabhu had disappeared, saw that tremendous sufferings which the residents of Puri went through. There is a poem which says, this is the same ocean of Puri, but now where Mahaprabhu has gone, it looks so terrible. It is the same holy name which we all chant as devotees, but now where Mahaprabhu has gone, we don't feel the same love in our heart as we used to feel when we chanted the holy name when in his presence. So, because Raghunathas Goswami felt so full of grief that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left the planet, he actually left Jagannath Puri to go to Braj. But what he wanted to do is something so terrible that I'm shy to say it. Are you able to handle sad informations in your life?
Yes.
You are. He wanted to climb Govardhan where it was highest and then jump from Govardhan head first and end his life. He wanted to do suicide. He met, when he arrived in Braj, Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami could read his mind, because he was once in the same situation. Due to some great misery in the heart, Sanatan Goswami wanted to end his life by throwing himself before the crushing wheels of Lord Jagannath's cart during the time of Ratha Yatra. Wheels which crack the spinal cord and send you to death. Yes. So he could see that there was another Vaishnava thinking of suicide. You know, when you have been in the situation, you can understand another one. And he said, give up your thoughts of suicide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally said to me, if he could have attained the Lord by committing suicide, he would have done so millions of times. He can only be reached by the devotional service. So give up your thoughts of ending your life and take up residence at the banks of Radhakund. So Raghunath Das Goswami followed this. But I asked you, my dear devotees, what to do with the misery in his life? The misery which came because the most dear person who had given love of God had so freely had disappeared. That misery in his life was taken away from him by a personal darshan of Radha and Krishna. You must know that Radhakund belongs to Giriraj. In fact, it is sometimes said that Radhakund and Syamakund are the two eyes of Giriraj. Huh? So, in this pranam mantra which you have just chanted, we have said, Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, you take unlimited amount of sufferings away and give the highest bliss. And Giriraj did this to Raghunath Das Goswami, who was suicidal at that time. He actually took away the misery from the heart by revealing to Raghunath Das Goswami a wonderful and very happy scene. He saw that Srimati Radhika was hiding in Radhakund from Krishna under some golden lotus flowers. So Krishna had followed Radhika to find her and saw how she disappeared in that forest of golden lotus flowers, and he took a lotus flower and kissed it, thinking that not being able to distinguish between the face of Srimati Radhika and the lotus flowers. They both look like lotus flowers. And of course, everyone giggled when they saw this. The monkeys giggled. And so on. And Krishna was bewildered. Where is Radhika? Then he saw a little line of bees And knowing everything as the Supreme, he knew these beasts must be beasts who are smelling the fragrance of the breath of Srimati Radharani, which smells like like honey from lotus flowers. Huh? So he followed the bees, and the bees revealed to him where Srimati Radharani was, and the divine couple met with great laughter and happiness. So Raghunath Goswami was allowed the vision of this pastime, and in this way experienced Paramananda Daini. I don't think that all of us pilgrims who have come from Persia, who have come from different parts of India and America and Australia and Europe and Russia, I don't think that all of you might have a direct Krishna darshan, but what you will experience, and Bhujan Prabhu has hinted at this in his mystical way of expressing truth, what can happen to you if you are just focusing on your Govardhan retreat, is that Giriraj will award you with very nice Krishna conscious realizations, which will give you a lot of bliss. Bhujan Prabhu has given you a guarantee, and you must check if he was true or if he was slightly off. Bhujan Prabhu has said, you are now saying Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, but your sound is very minimal at this stage. At the end of Giriraj's of Govardhan's retreat, you can measure the sound in decibels. He didn't say it. And it will be much higher. And I guarantee you, because we have experienced this 13 times, in the beginning, everyone was still under the modes and said, Giriraj ki jai, and it was very moody and covered. And at the end of the Giriraj Govardhan retreat, all the layers were removed from the heart of the participants, and they were so shouting so loud that the walls of Krishna Balaram temple shook, according to reliable reports. Anyways, I'm just expressing a point here. Giriraj Maharaj can answer your questions. Giriraj here, whom, according to our Jagatarini Mataji, is much more than you can see with your eyes at the present moment, will shower upon you blessings if you just can take shelter here and prepare yourself for these 7 days. And the staff of the Govardhan retreat has asked me to prepare you, and I will do this now. See, when I entered the gymnasium, I do not know if you have this gymnasium, it's something like a high school. I was entering with tears because I had just completed 4 years of boring primary class, and now I was looking up for another 10 years or so of even more boring college classes, and I was crying at the day when I was schooled into the gymnasium, and I eventually blooped from the gymnasium because it was not possible to maintain focus. But ironically, I remember the first day I came in, there was a student who greeted all of us little boys who were ready for the college now, and he said, "My dear boys, I'm in this college, and I have experienced this is the best college. Just apply yourself to your lessons, and you will become highly learned and will make a lot of money later, because our college produces success people." I remember this. So today I'm sitting with you and remember my school days, because today I have a very good message for you, which is very similar. My dear devotees, dear travelers who have come here to find answers and to rediscover some deep points in their spiritual life, apply yourself to the retreat and you will actually become a very enlightened in Krishna consciousness. Because if you do here at the site of Giriraj, the prime activities of the bhakti sadhana, hearing and chanting, by Giriraj's blessings, that what you can do at any other place will be about 1,000 or 1,000,000 times as powerful. And you will see by his blessings how deep and precious realizations will be given to you. You just have to understand that you are now doing something which is something extraordinary for your life, and you have to focus yourself and give a little bit attention to this. There is a wonderful part in the Bhagavatam. It is in the 28th chapter where Krishna decides to show to his followers, the Brijbasis, their future destination. He says, you know, where they will go after they have completed their life. Krishna thinks very deeply and says, Jano vai loka etasmin avidya kama karma bihi ucha vacha sugatishu navedasvam gatim brahman. He says, people in this world are wandering among higher and lower destinations. He speaks, you know, some are born in Russia or Germany, and then they are wandering. In the next life, they may be born in the higher destinations, maybe heavenly planets or situations where they are more affluent and more learned than they were. So they change bodies and they wander from destination to destination, which they attain according to their karma. Karma means desires, and karma, which means the results of their activities. They act out of ignorance and do not know their spiritual goal. Svam gatim brahman. We all have a svam gatim brahman, a supreme spiritual goal. Prabhupada says, again we are with Krishna. Again there is Vrindavan. Again there is Nanda Maharaj. Again there is dancing. Again there's Yamuna. This is our spiritual goal. But sometimes when we are in Europe or America or Australia, we are so overwhelmed with the duties which we have of earning. We are so overwhelmed by the daily challenges that our spiritual goal is not so much in front of our eyes. When we older God brothers who are now slowly approaching the, you know, old age, come together, we often sit and we talk, how well are you doing, Prabhu, in reaching your spiritual goal? And we talk confidentially. Can you give me some tip what I could do to purify my mind and to feel love of Krishna in my heart? We talk like this. I remember talking with Burijam Prabhu at depth about this, and with Giriraj Maharaj, until we were surprised. Whew, it's already 10 o'clock in the night. We lost focus of time. My dear devotees, we older ones take this opportunity, and I want to also tell this from my heart. Take, please, this opportunity to attend all the as many as possible the classes, so that you become aware of your higher goal, your Svam Brahmam Gatim, your own spiritual goal in life, that you come back into the company of Radha and Krishna. And when this goal is alive in you, you will actually experience a lot of favorable wind, a lot of help coming from Giriraj to come closer to this goal. See, some of us are also older devotees, and sometimes we give up the zeal, the eagerness, the effort. We go on automatic pilot, and we say, oh yeah, I guess I will always remain like this, standing in the shadows of a real spiritual life. And we have given up hope. But on a retreat like this, next to Giriraj, there is, I request you to connect again with your hope. What this Giriraj retreat is offering you, my dear devotees, is a transformation of heart. If you attend, you will be actually able to see something wonderful happening in your heart. Now, how does this transformation take place? I always like to point this out at the beginning of a retreat. It takes place when you enter. Now comes a difficult word, which might be new for you. If you enter into a liminal space, that's a difficult word. I learned it from Bhujan Prabhu. A liminal space means it's when you leave a little bit your comfort zone, huh? Where you do the same things and think the same thoughts all over and get also the same results in your life. The liminal space is you get out of that zone where you do all with the same things and have the same old story. A liminal space is slightly new because it's not yet the full perfection. It's something, however, where you make new discoveries. When you leave something old behind and are ready to enter new practices, then you will make discoveries which will be very, very, very wonderful. I just did this just a few days ago. We had ended the Japa retreat, and I decided I want to go to a place where I was never before. Then immediately I was afraid. Oh, the dogs on the way. Oh, in this area where you want to go are snakes. And oh, what if the bridge bassies are thinking you are a walking money purse, you know. And I was thinking, oh, and I'm too old now and too holy, you know, to just... But I said, enough of this weak thoughts. Let us trust in Radha and Krishna that they have exactly the experiences which are at this stage necessary, and let us go on pilgrimage. We went so, and I made such wonderful experiences. I met so many wonderful spiritual people on the way. Every hour something wonderful happened, because I had actually given myself over in the hands of Radha and Krishna, as a pilgrim does. I want to recommend you to do this during the Japa retreat. Make new acquaintances. Sit down for longer times to chant and hear. Absorb the classes with full attention, without the typical absent-mindedness which people who have overdoses of theoretical knowledge are known for. You know, give something and Krishna will respond to you. There's this law in spiritual life, the law which rules your spiritual discovery. Yang vapi smarambo. Is it, what is it? Yeya tamang papadyante. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeya tamang papadyante. Tangs tataeva bhajam yaham. Mama vart manu vartante. Manushya pata sarvasha. You know everything. At least to some degree. You know, in the degree you surrender yourself, I, Krishna, will respond accordingly. Please try this law, doing your own Govardhan retreat. Huh? Surrender to Shravanam and Kirtanam. Here, also, a good tip I would like to give you. Try to serve the other pilgrims. Do not think only of the best place for you or the best samosa for you, but try to also take care of the other pilgrims who are here with you, and you will say something wonderful. You see something wonderful. It is so nice to see all of you as you're sitting there thinking, oh, what will this be? Retreat. Oh, no. It is good if you are a little oh in your mind, a little what will come. It is good to move into an area where we are alive again, where we want to know. And I'm making this this point very consciously, because I know also some of you are thinking, after 13 years, 15 years of Krishna consciousness, what have I actually learned? Maybe I should learn something somewhere else. Maybe in Krishna consciousness, not everything is supplied which I require on my path. Huh? Maybe some new founder acharya has some new secret for me, and so on. But please do know, you are dealing here with the greatest servant of Lord Krishna. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, by the blessing of a great personality, everything can be attained. Those of you who are from the Balkane countries, that's a very interesting place to go, they know that the government always says no to whatever you want to do. But if you know someone in the government, he will say yes, you can do. So maybe you feel in your spiritual life, oh, so often I got the no, you can't advance. But here is Haridas, the greatest servant, who is just naturally happy that you came to his side, and he will say yes to you. Move on, my dear soul. O Sharanagati Vaishnava, move on. I give you all support. And what is now a theory, will after 3 days or so, you will understand what it means, because the sacred mountain will speak to your heart. He will do something there. Good. Time is also there, and the sun is setting, showing us clearly that the time has come for the second part of our entering the retreat session. I want to end this session by wishing you all the best. I wish you all the support. I think you are great saintly personalities, because not anyone who wants to come here can come here. You have all received an invitation which has cleared your path, so that you're sitting now at a place which is vibrating with blessings. Yes, we may all not yet realize it fully, but by the mercy and the blessings of Haridas Vaya, it will come to you. Have a wonderful retreat. May you have wonderful realizations and get a lot of strengths and answers for your spiritual life. Thank you very much. Let us see if it is a little louder. What do we say, Burijam? After all, we have another Giriraj Maharaj here with us.
Boo, Giriraj Maharaj! Boo, Giriraj Maharaj! Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai. Who's more capable of saying this? Hare Krishna.